This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Austin has a new Indian restaurant with a slightly different spin on what you might usually expect. And here to talk about it is Austin American Statesman restaurant critic Matthew Odom. Hi, Matthew.
Hey there, Nathan.
So you got away from downtown and checked out this place called Saffron. Where is it exactly?
It's on Far West Boulevard over there in Northwest Hills, just west of Mopac.
And it's kind of a Indian fusion. I mean, it's not just Indian food.
It's not just Indian food. One of the co-owners who moved here after, I think, a 15-year restaurant career in New York City is named Taniso Tashi, and he was raised in Northeast India by a Tibetan father and a Nepalese mother. So you get some of those Nepalese influences on the menu as well, and there's actually a dedicated Nepalese section to the menu.
What are the Nepalese influences? What does that look like?
For instance, you might find, I think you're probably familiar with a chicken lollipop, which is a soy-marinated chicken winglet. It's a real popular Kathmandu street food. They're fried and they shimmer with that bright red of turmeric and red chili powder. They also have Nepalese momos, which, being a neighbor to China, it's much like a dumpling. And the ones here are really nice, these pinched steam pouches. You can get them with minced vegetables, and they also have one with aromatic ground chicken, and they serve it with a nice creamy sesame seed-based dipping sauce. Really like that. And also, Nepal, you're going to find a lot of similar flavor profiles to India. They're not quite as intense, and they'll change up the cooking a little bit. So, for instance, they have a goat curry there that's slow-cooked with the bone in, so it oozes its marrow into this intoxicating stew that is breathy with cumin and cinnamon and garlic, and you still have some of that gaminess from the meat. So that's another great nod to Nepal as well.
You're making me hungry. What else was on the menu? What else did you like?
You know, I liked a lot there. You know, starting with the appetizers, a buddy of mine from India says he used to get tricked into eating vegetables when he'd go to weddings in Delhi because this gobi manchurian are these kind of lightly fried cauliflower knobs, and they kind of resemble Indo-Chinese fried chicken. And they have red chili in them and a nice little salty lacquer of soy. Really great cauliflower dish. Of course, there's a tandoori chef there, so you're going to have real bright red supple shrimp. We had some nice tender yogurt marinated lamb chops that has that nice blend of masala spices. And, you know, of course you can get typical stuff like the ubiquitous chicken tikka masala or lamb Rogan Josh that you might find other places. But they also have achari chicken. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No.
It is one of my favorite dishes so far of the year. It's a pickled and spicy chicken dish. So it's tangy and it's spicy. And the way they get that puckering sauce is they use pickled and dry mangoes. They also have fenugreek that gives its nice sweet nutty profile to a dish that also has ginger and garlic and mustard. So it's a great, complex, exciting dish. At the other end of the spectrum from that, you've got a Murg Shahi korma, which is a chicken dish that it's more comforting than, say, the electric pickled dish. You've got a rich sauce buttressed by pistachios and cashews with just a kiss of sweetness from raisins. And so those are two great dishes. The naan is really good there. You know, I'm really a fan of a lot of the stuff I had there.
Real quickly, what's the ambience like and what's the pricing like?
It was built in an old Indian restaurant that didn't have much going for it. I think they put on a new coat of paint, and they've got the stained concrete floors, some nice light fixtures, but it's not huge on ambiance, maybe a little bright in the evening time. They have a buffet at lunchtime, and the dishes are going to run you anywhere between $9 and $13, so not too bad. You can get out of there for less than $20 a person. Great for lunch or dinner. I've been there for both.
Overall, sounds like you're quite a fan of Saffron.
Yeah, I got to say, it's my favorite Indian restaurant in town.
Saffron, it's on Far West Boulevard. You can read the full review at austin360.com or in Friday's print edition of the Austin American Statesman. Matthew Odom is the restaurant critic. Thanks for your time, Matthew.
Always a pleasure, Nathan.